There's a new sheriff in town, and his name is Hank Daggum Brown.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Bonus edition. Happy game day. Happy Saturday. We got a late kickoff tonight. We didn't get a chance to discuss Hank Brown getting the nod as the QB1 for the Auburn Tigers. So let's talk about it. But before we get started, we got to give a shout out to mybookie.ag. Use coupon code NEXTROUND for a double up deposit bonus. Slow down a little bit, bud. A little too excited. Give them $100. They're going to give you $100 back on top to play with. You can do that all the way up to $1,000. And it's free money to play with. Get your account set up. You got college football. You got NFL, all kind of stuff. First halves, second halves, live betting, all that good stuff that everybody loves to do. You might as well take advantage of some double up bonuses. So check them out, mybookie.ag. Hank Brown is your starting quarterback. It was announced yesterday. We kind of caught wind of it towards middle of the week. And if you're a member of the barn, auburn.com, we talked about how it was interesting that as the week went on, his first team reps seemed to grow. It was not just going through warm-up drills and position drills. It was 11 on 11. He was getting a lot of action, 11 on 11. To the point where your Tuesdays are your work days. You put on pads, you pop them, you get after it. You do a lot of install. It's your physical practices. Those are the ones where you really can make your impact, make a statement that say, hey, look, not only can I do it in walkthroughs, I can do it in 11 on 11 as well. His snaps continue to grow. And then honestly, there was some chatter Thursday night that, hey, this thing may happen. He may actually, if not starting, maybe there's a chance they even rotate. And then I think we caught wind. We got wind Saturday morning that he was going to get the nod. He was going to get the nod at quarterback. We kind of teased it on the barnauburn.com pretty much before anybody. And it's announced. Hank Brown's going to be the starter. He's going to take over. I think he pretty much blew everybody away when he was given those opportunities, when he was, you know, they did the whole 15 play breakdown where, hey, teach me. Let's make sure that I'm teaching you guys correctly. Let's make sure that you're grasping what my message is, which I think is a great example of leadership, to be able to look in the mirror and say, hey, we got to figure out, Is something being lost in translation here? Is something being lost? You know, I've had success with every single, I being Hugh, I've had success with every single quarterback I've ever laid hands on, even ones that weren't physically gifted. We've done really well with, and all of a sudden we're struggling when it goes to the field, when it gets under the lights. Is something being lost in translation here? You go through and you say, teach me what I've taught you. Let's go play by play, frame by frame. Tell me everything. It sounds like Hank just absolutely blew everybody away. Just said, this kid's way further along than we ever imagined. And he's able to take just the words. He's able to take words in an interview and actually put it on the field when he's given his reps with the first team and look really well. And I think that kind of won over the offensive staff. I think it was interesting that I think when they finally decided it, that it was almost unanimous. I think it was almost unanimous that everybody said, we need to give Hank, you know, we need to give Hank a shot. This could be our guy moving forward. And I know obviously there's an excitement that builds around it, because after last week, your expectations of the season, your excitement of the season, I'm sure were dampened quite a bit. Because you look at the ceiling of this team, and what you saw Saturday does not seem like there's going to be a very high ceiling. So either A, you have to have a complete change of philosophy, which Hugh did kind of talk about, maybe condensing the playbook a little bit. But you could have that and get a little bit better, but also could you have someone else on the roster that could, you know, execute the offense better, have a little bit more confidence, stand tall a little bit better under pressure. And I think we're going to at least get the opportunity to see if Hank can be that guy. You know, a lot of people made a lot about the condensing of the playbook, and they put that a lot on they tied that a lot to Peyton Thorne. I, on the other hand, thought that to me speaks more towards the ability to get Hank in the game than it does to make Thorne more effective. That's one of the first things that I talked about early in the week when I talked about the condensing of the playbook, that I thought, hey, it at least levels the playing field. You know, if the only reason Hank couldn't get on the field was because the playbook was too large and he didn't know a lot of the playbook, well, if you condense that down, now Peyton doesn't necessarily have the upper hand there anymore. Now they're sort of competing on a level where of plays, of packages that they both can execute. I said, that's, you know, if that's the case, Hank, that's going to give Hank at least level playing field or maybe even an upper hand. And sure enough, this week he goes in and he wins a job. I think it just speaks volumes to what kind of kid he is, what kind of, you know, what kind of person he is overall, man, just being patient. Even if you're watching the product on the field and knowing you can do better, still being a leader. I think last year he was a scout team guy, you know, and earned a ton of respect last year on the scout team from the defensive players. And I'll be honest, I talked to a couple of guys that said, hey, Hank lights us up sometimes on scout team. So if you're ever worried about the chemistry aspect, if you're worried about, you know, what other players think about it, I think they're all excited. I think they love Peyton, and I think they know that if somehow you could translate practice to the game, that Peyton would be fine and he'd be good. But for whatever reason, when times get a little tough, Peyton's eyes get a little bit big and he's not able to execute. So they're excited about Hank. I think they're going to rally around Hank, and it should be something fun to watch. Obviously, don't expect him to just go throw for 300 yards in game one. We're going to talk about what to expect. But regardless, there's going to be an energy tonight. When that name's announced in the starting lineup, that place is going to explode. It's going to erupt in what would be normally a pretty melancholy, I feel like, environment where people are just like, we just lost to Cal. This is a not very challenging opponent. We're not going to learn a lot from this game. It's going to be just, let's just go and watch and support. But hey, the energy's not going to be there. It's going to be rainy, whatever. When that name's called out, that place is going to erupt, absolutely explode. And then I think fire up the fan. I fire up the team as well. Fire up the guys so they can have the energy to go out there and have a good game. So I think all in all, it was the right decision. I don't think it was as hard of a decision as some people are trying to make it out to be. There's just been this narrative that like Peyton is Hugh's boy and Peyton, he's too loyal to Peyton and he ain't never going to do it. He ain't never going to put Hank in because he's being too loyal to Peyton. Well, look, Hank was his guy too, guys. He brought in Hank before he brought in Peyton, and I knew that was going to be the case. I knew that if there was a chance that Peyton showed that he couldn't do it, I didn't think Hugh was going to have any trouble flipping it. Now, from a personal aspect, I know Hugh struggled with it because, hey, look, this may be it for Peyton. I mean, there's nowhere else to go from here. And if Hank takes over, which I think he will today, he's not going to relinquish it unless he gets injured. So this could be it for Peyton in college football. So I know that part of it was tough, but Hugh loves Hank just as much as he loves Peyton. So that whole, I don't really understand why people wanted to go there, but, and you saw he made the decision. I'm proud that he made the decision. It only took, you know, I know everybody's going to say they knew it, you know, going in, they knew this was going to happen. You should have played him, you know, to begin with, whatever. Hindsight's always 20/20. But regardless, you blew it last week and you made changes this week and you're trying to go ahead and build, you know, build for the future. And you might have a little spark here. I don't know. Let's see what happens, but let's talk about what to expect. Okay. So number one, I'm not expecting 300 yards passing tonight. I'm not expecting 35 pass attempts. I'm not. I'm expecting a pretty heavy dose of the run game, some play action. And I do think Hank's going to take some shots because Hank, you have to basically tranquilize Hank to not take shots because Hank's going to find a way to take one down the field, whether it's getting somebody to jump off sides or whatever. Hank's going to find a way to sling one, okay? Just get ready for it. There's going to be one. There's going to be multiple go deep in the air under those lights tonight. So just get ready for that. But I think you're going to see a little bit more conservative, decisive, get the ball out quick. Let's get the ball to our playmakers. Cam Coleman's probably not going to play. So that true 50-50 one-on-one thing, that may not be too much of a thing tonight. It may be more, hey, let's get our guys open on quick passes. Let's get the ball out. Let's give Hank the opportunity to make some quick decisions. I think that's going to be a lot of what you see. And then I think your running backs are going to eat tonight. I think finally you saw it last week that you had some success running the ball, pounding, getting out of your own 1-2 yard line, being able to punch it out and get into where you can get into an actual offense. I think you're going to see a lot more of that. I think you're going to see a heavy dose of running backs tonight, which I think spells success for this Auburn offense, not just tonight, but in the future. You got to be able to run the ball. It's one of your strengths. You've got some really good tight ends that can be lead blockers. They can come in and play sort of like that H-back, fullback role, go in a little bit more heavy sets and then kind of build off of that, build off of those play actions. But again, if Hank throws for over 200 yards tonight, I think that's a huge success. Throw for over 200 yards, be efficient, protect the ball, don't turn it over, maybe throw a couple touchdowns. I think that's kind of what you're looking for. And then the big question is, what happens if Auburn gets out to a big lead and you got to sub guys in? Does Peyton go in or do you go – or is Peyton kind of just – this is just a complete sit-out game for Peyton. You're just kind of done. And then you look at getting either Garner or Walker White. Walker White kind of got screwed on the first game with the 10-minute second half. Do you try to get Walker White in the game so he can have one of those four of his redshirt year? I think that's going to be interesting to see. If I had to guess right now, I'd say Peyton doesn't go in. I'd say Peyton's probably going to sit this whole game out and then be there if needed moving forward. Okay, I think that's probably what to expect. I think that's probably what to expect this game as far as how the depth chart works if Auburn gets out to a big lead and puts this team away early. I think that's kind of what you expect. And then the last thing, this is going to be a quick episode. I just really wanted to get on and talk about, Hank, what kind of weather impact could there be tonight? I mean, there is some scattered thunderstorms talked about that could be honestly, right around kickoff. I mean, it's going to be pretty nasty all day long. But if you remember, the bowl game, the Music City Bowl, I think was pretty wet and miserable and cold. And that was Hank's kind of coming out party where he went 7 for 9. It took him, he had six or seven straight completions and looked really, really well and kind of opened a bunch of people's eyes. And I think, I don't know that the weather was necessarily cooperative that day either. So that doesn't seem to faze Hank very much. Obviously, if it's bad rain, they're not going to be able to the passing game is going to be a little bit of a challenge, even more so than it already is. So, again, I think you'll see a little bit of a heavy dose of running back. Not a little bit. You'll see a lot of running backs. You'll see a heavy dose of running backs. And then, just see how the weather plays out before you want to be able to start slinging it around. It's just going to be a tricky touch and go type game tonight with the weather. And hey, there's been some games actually get called off after like three quarters. So I mean, I could see that scenario too because I think it's supposed to be pretty bad this evening. That you got like remnants of that hurricane kind of moving in, and it's just going to be an iffy day. I hope that doesn't damper the stadium mood because I think there could be a lot of excitement. And I hope at least it holds off until after kickoff because I want that crowd eruption. I want that eruption when Hank's announced. And I'll tell you what, this Auburn fan base, this Auburn crowd, now that the buzz has sort of gotten around that Hank's going to start, I think this could be one of those games where you see the crowd hang around even in the rain. You know, like I don't want to say a West Virginia rain game because back in 2009, because that was elite, but something similar, because I think everybody's hungry, everybody's excited, and you could see something kind of special tonight, hopefully, when that name is called. So I hope he gets his moment. Big move for Hugh to actually pull the trigger here. And I'm not shocked. And if you're a subscriber to the barnauburn.com, you shouldn't be shocked, because we kind of talked about it all week that this could be a possibility. It seemed like it was different. This week was different than anything we've ever seen. And we felt like Hugh was setting the table to be able to make this move. And he did. And I'm proud that he did. And I'm proud of Hank for getting his shot. But I can't be nearly as proud as Zach Blackerby. Give that man some credit. I mean, you want to talk about hitching your wagon to somebody. He saw it from the beginning with Hank, and I'm proud of him as well for this whole thing. So, guys, you need to subscribe to thebarnauburn.com. It's only $1 for the first month. I don't know how much long that special is going to last. So if you want to at least get a taste of everything that's going on, I dare you to try it for $1. And if you don't like it, I think it's probably a you problem. No, I'm kidding. But hey, $1, if you love it, obviously it's a great investment. If you don't love it, you're only out $1. A lot of great recruiting insight, team insight, obviously based off this past week, and a lot of other great conversations, a lot of fun. So check us out. Have some fun, jump into the conversation, and we'll have a blast. I really appreciate it. Hope you enjoyed this bonus episode. If you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. We're going to be back tonight after the game live. It's going to be a late one. So, hey, pour your little cocktail and get ready. Let's talk about this game tonight afterwards. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.